Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Philippians chapter 3. We'll listen to our guest reader, Vicki Bustos, chaplain of the Ezra Project and founder of Open Book Ministries, as she reads the 21 verses of Philippians 3.
Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
In 1986, at 31 years old, I read Philippians chapter 3, and I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. And I was referring to verse 8. Next, I referred to verses 13 and 14. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In 1994, at 39 years old, it appears that I missed 2 days of Bible reading. Looks like I read Philippians chapter 2 on a Friday and missed Saturday and Sunday and picked up Philippians chapter 3 on Monday. I do go to a Gideon prayer breakfast on Saturday, so I get Bible reading when I go there, and certainly I get Bible reading on Sunday at church. However, if you are in the habit of skipping your Bible reading on weekends, a friend of mine once told me if you miss 2 days a week, you miss 100 days a year in the Word of God. When he figured that out, he stopped skipping weekends. On that Monday, I read Philippians chapter 3 and I wrote, "Put my confidence in Jesus, not in my flesh, not in who I am. I want to know Christ Jesus, my Lord, better. Help me forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead." In 2012, at 57 years old, I was far more mature in my Bible reading. I'm even on a cruise in 2012, and I'm still reading the Word of God each day. In 2012, I split this chapter into two different days, reading verses 1 through 11 on the first day, and in my personal Bible reading journal during a cruise, I wrote, "We must be watchful for any who preach a different gospel," and I was referring to verse 2. Then I went on to write, "Christians worship by the Spirit of God, glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh or works for their salvation," and I was referring to verse 13. "Our goal should be to know Christ Jesus," according to verse 8, "and our righteousness comes through faith in Christ," according to verse 9. The next day, I finished Philippians chapter 3, reading verses 12 through 21. And I wrote, "Christianity is active, a journey. We reach for our future in Christ, straining forward," according to verse 13. And then I wrote about verse 14. "I press on toward the goal. Can I say to anyone, join in imitating me?" Verse 17. Continuing in verse 17, "Follow good examples. Be careful. There are others who are enemies of the cross, their minds set on earthly things." And I was referring to verse 19. "Our citizenship is in heaven. We await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3. Let's begin with that first word, finally. Interesting that Paul uses the word finally, but there's two more chapters to go. And then Paul gives us his resume. As I read through these things, think about your resume. Think about your spiritual resume. Paul says he was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel. In other words, he's Jewish. Of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. That's quite a stout resume. What is your spiritual resume? When did you accept the Lord? When did the Lord become the Lord of your life? Were you baptized? Did you grow up in a Christian family? Are you the first generation in a Christian family? Do you study God's Word? Are you part of a home group? Are you zealous for your Christian faith? Are you striving for righteousness? Would anybody call you blameless? But then Paul shifts gears and he says, "I count all of that as loss for the sake of Christ." Verse 8 says, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord." Would you count your career as loss? Would you count your friends as loss? Would you count your spirituality as the most important thing in your life, your relationship with Jesus? Verse 9 reminds us that the righteousness of God depends on faith. Verse 10 reminds us that we should know the power of his resurrection. We should share in his sufferings. We should become like him. But then Paul tells us he hasn't attained that level yet, and nor have we. "But I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own." And then another one of these famous verses in Philippians verse 13. "Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Are you pressing on? Are you straining forward? Or are you relaxing in your Christianity? Paul says in verse 17, "Join in imitating me." Now, none of us would probably ever say that, but what if somebody decided to imitate your Christianity? What kind of a Christian would they be? Finally, in verse 20, he reminds us, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Do you live like your citizenship is in heaven or here on earth? Some practical applications out of this chapter might be, write down your spiritual resume. When and where did the spiritual significant matters happen in your life? You might want those as you share your testimony with others. Secondly, count them all as loss. Strive toward the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as your Lord. And how do we know Christ Jesus? By spending time in his word and in prayer and in a church. And lastly, take some time to think about what it would be like for you to press on in your faith. What would it be like to strain forward to what lies ahead? What is God calling you to do with your life? Do you know? If not, your application may be to spend a little time with the Lord and ask him, what is the call on my life? And finally, let's live as citizens of heaven and not sojourners on the earth. To God be the glory for the principles to live by in Philippians chapter 3. Amen.